Now let's go into this just a little more, remembering that we are now not in the so-called material world, but in the mental and spiritual world, in the psycho-spiritual world, and that the five elements now symbolize different levels, different stages in the development, in the transformation of psycho-spiritual energy. We're now in the world within, not the world without. So Earth, in this world within, in this world not of matter but of energy, psycho-spiritual energy, what does Earth represent? Earth represents static energy. Energy which is potential rather than actual. Or even energy which is blocked, energy which is obstructed. And many people, unfortunately, are very familiar with this state. A state in which your energy is blocked, in which it is obstructed. Unfortunately, it's the state in which only too many people live, much, if not most of the time. You feel you've got energy somewhere inside you, lurking within you perhaps, but it's blocked. There's no way out for it, there's no exit, there's no channel through which and by which it can express itself. Perhaps not only blocked, not only obstructed, not only shut up there, like fire in a volcano that's been sealed, but actually even repressed. Energies are being pressed down, pressed back, not allowed to come out. And eventually they can't come out. And sometimes this whole process of blocking and obstructing and repressing and suppressing goes on for years. So what happens to all that energy? It starts congealing. And it congeals only too often into a hard, solid, cold lump or mass. And the person in whom energy congeals in this way, hardens in this way, into this sort of hard, solid, cold lump, such a person becomes progressively more and more petrified, more and more rigid, more and more hard, more and more cold, more and more unresponsive, uncommunicative, unexpressive, unalive, and so on, more and more dead. This is the state of Earth, the state of this blocked, repressed energy. And of course, occasionally, from time to time, just to relieve the tedium, there may be an explosion. And little bits and pieces of rock and other hard substance go flying in all directions. But usually, this doesn't do very much good. Afterwards, it's practically the same as ever it was. And even if people are not actually blocked, not actually obstructed, if there's no actual repression, not even any suppression, even so, the majority of people, unfortunately, are able to utilize only a fraction of their potential energy. This is what most people don't realize, that every single human being is a unit of energy. But if, for instance, our unit of energy is consisting of, say, 100 or 1,000 of whatever it is you measure such energy in, perhaps they're using only 40 or 50 of those units of measurement at any given time. There are hundreds, even thousands of units which are not being used, not being utilized. So therefore we remain in the state of Earth, static energy, energy which is potential rather than actual, sometimes blocked and obstructed, even repressed. So here we are in a state of Earth. This is our experience, that of Earth. And then water. What is water? Water is a state of slightly freed energy, slightly loosened energy, energy that's begun to be a little bit loosened up, because water, unlike Earth, or rock moves. It flows. It moves, it flows from side to side on approximately the same plane, the same level. Of course, it can flow down, but it can't flow up, not under its own power, as it were. And in this state, in this stage, in much the same way, there's a small amount of energy that gets free, and it sort of goes backwards and forwards, from side to side. It doesn't get very far, it gets a certain distance and it comes back again. And it goes back to the first point, and then back again to the other one. It goes just backwards and forwards like this. In other words, it flows between pairs of opposites. This energy, this water state as it were, flows between, say, love and hate, attraction and repulsion, hope and fear, pleasure and pain. In other words, energy at this level is confined to a very narrow circle of interests. It's very reactive, in a very narrow, very limited sphere. It's a little bit free, but only within certain very definite limits. It's like a cow tethered to a post. She can eat the grass up to a certain point, but not beyond that. When the grass that side is finished, she has to go to the other side of the post as far as she can. That's the state of water. Energy just partly liberated, partly free, just a little bit loosened up. And then fire. Fire is energy too. Fire is energy which is moving in an upward direction. And here, when we come to this level, this stage, something is really happening. Energy is bubbling up. Energy is being liberated, being freed. And it's being liberated in ever greater and greater quantities. And because of this regular liberation of energy in greater and greater quantities, the whole level of one's being and consciousness are steadily rising. And there may be, at this stage, at this level, a fire, a feeling, an experience of overwhelming joy, ecstasy, bliss, and so on. And here one finds, when this is happening, when the fire is blazing, as it were, when the energy is soaring upwards, then, even without benefit of psychotherapy, mental conflicts are resolved. Problems are transcended, become just like dreams, just like little bits of smoke flying in all directions, or little sparks. And this is also a state, therefore, we may say, of continuous creativity. Something being produced, something higher and ever higher, all the time. And this is the state, this state of fire, this is the state of higher and ever higher spiritual experience. When one soars higher and higher, it's the state, we may say, of the artist, the real artist, the true artist, and the mystic. Not in their ordinary everyday lives themselves, but at their peak, when they're creating, when they're experiencing, reaching out to that which is beyond, when the flame is soaring right up into the sky. So this is the state of fire, of energy being progressively liberated in an upward direction, in ever greater and greater and more transporting quantities. And then air. You might think, having come to the stage of fire, just going up and up and up indefinitely, you couldn't go any further than that. But by no means, there's air. So what is air? Air is energy too. It's energy which is freed. But it's not freed simply in an upward direction, like fire. It's freed in all directions at the same time. Air is energy which radiates in all directions at once, from a central point. Air is energy which is pouring from an inexhaustible central fountain, pouring just as light and heat pour in our universe from the sun. And there's no limitation whatsoever. It's pouring in all directions at the same time, forever. This is air. Energy liberated in all directions. And then space. Space. Here, energy is in a state altogether beyond words. It's gone, as it were, into another dimension, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth dimension. It's gone almost beyond thought. We may say that space is the state in which, as it were, energy, having propagated itself in all directions to infinity, remains eternally propagating itself. So these are the five elements in this other, this higher, this psycho-spiritual sense. These are the successive stages in the transformation of psycho-spiritual energy, as symbolized by the stupa, the tantric stupa. It may perhaps be a bit much to take in all at once in this sort of way, so let me give, this just occurs to me in passing, let me give a sort of simile. For the state of the individual in each of these successive stages in the transformation of energy. What an individual is like in the state of earth, then what he's like in the state of water, in the state of fire, and so on.